The humanitarian crisis caused by the war in Sudan is being described as far worse than reported. Labour MP Annalise Dodds has visited refugee camps in eastern Chad and says families fleeing the conflict are facing severe shortages of food, medicine and support. She's been speaking to LBC News reporter Poppy Lindsay.
If you can imagine everyone in London having to leave their homes and flee to safety, that's effectively what's happened.
Dame Annalise Dodds has returned from refugee camps on the Chad-Sudan border with a stark warning about the scale of suffering caused by Sudan's civil war. She says people fleeing the conflict have shared harrowing accounts and that the reality on the ground is even worse than many outside the region realise.
I'm afraid I heard some pretty terrible stories, unfortunately, particularly from women who had been trying to escape out of Sudan. So what you've had over the last 3 years is the different belligerents slogging it out. Often it's been called a war on civilians because that's been the impact. And refugees kept saying to me that they didn't choose this war, that they wish they could have stayed where they were, that they had nothing to do with the kind of violence that has been seen and that has been meted on them. And I mean, this kind of experience is unfortunately not unusual. The brutality that's been used is really shocking.
Dodds visited camps in Adre and Meche in eastern Chad, where families who escaped violence in Darfur are now trying to survive with very limited support. Nearly 14 million people have been forced from their homes by the conflict in Sudan, making it the largest displacement crisis in the world. Chad alone is hosting 1.3 million Sudanese refugees. The MP says the huge number of people forced to flee is part of a wider migration challenge the UK needs to pay attention to.
We spoke with some people who said that, you know, they had a couple of friends who were trying to take that route to try eventually to get to Europe, but their friends actually perished in Libya. So this is a very dangerous route that people are taking. They're taking it because they're absolutely desperate given the state of that war. So I think really what the experience of seeing the Sudan crisis for myself tells me is it may be hundreds of miles away, but it's having an impact on us. It's having an impact on us because of the increased numbers of Sudanese people trying to come to the UK.
As chair of the all-party parliamentary group for Sudan and South Sudan, Dame Annalise Dodds says this is a crisis the world has failed to confront. She resigned as International Development Minister last February over cuts to the UK aid budget and has now renewed her calls for the Foreign Secretary to increase political pressure. Now, after visiting refugee camps in Chad, she says the scale of suffering is even worse than first thought, and with funding gaps threatening life-saving aid, the calls for urgent international action are only growing.
This is LBC News. People